This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while increasing its evacuation activities from the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters that there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He said U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. He said officials hope to have hourly evacuation flights starting on Wednesday for both Americans and Afghan allies. In an interview with CNN, Kirby said Tuesday that U.S. officials believe there are about 5,000 to 10,000 Americans, in his words, near Kabul in Afghanistan. And he has said they no longer need to shelter in place, but may begin making their way to the airport to wait for a flight out. The White House has acknowledged that the Taliban has amassed a significant amount of U.S. military equipment after seizing control of Afghanistan. Pictures and videos have shown the Taliban with firearms and vehicles that Pentagon troops used or provided to the Afghan National Security Forces. They've also been photographed with Black Hawk attack helicopters and other equipment at the Kandahar airport. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Tuesday that the U.S. doesn't have complete knowledge of where every piece of equipment has gone. But he said, quote, certainly a fair amount of it has fallen into the hands of the Taliban. He said he does not expect that equipment will be returned to the United States. Sullivan said losing control of millions of dollars worth of military supplies to an enemy is an example of what he called the difficult choices a president faces. You can keep up on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.